Hello, and welcome to the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you. Thank you for joining me in what I believe will be an enriching conversation. Today, I'd like to share with you something I titled, 8 Keys to a Happier Life. 8 Keys to a Happier Life. Now, if you've been following my conversation or my podcast, you would know that I believe that happiness is an inside job. By that, I mean that you are responsible for your happiness. And I think this was actually one of my first episodes, maybe episode 15, where I talked about creating your own happiness. So today's conversation is a build up on the fact that you understand that you are responsible for your happiness. Now, this doesn't mean that there can't be or there shouldn't be relationships and people and things that will bring you happiness, that will bring joy into your life. But the ultimate responsibility for you being happy is yours. And you must take ownership of that. You must take control of your happiness. Your happiness is your responsibility. So building upon that, I would like to share with you what I titled 8 Keys to Living a Happier Life. So let's jump into it. Number one, if you want to be very happy or if you want to live a happier life, don't get upset over things that you can't control. The first thing you need to learn how to do is to differentiate between things that you can control and things that you can't control. A lot of us spend our time worrying and fretting over things that we can't control. We stress ourselves over things that we can't control, and this takes away from your happiness. The sad part about it is that your worry, your anxiety can't do anything. So to live a happier life, you have to be able to identify, to evaluate situations and say, can I do anything about this? Can I control this? Can I change this? And where you can change it, then you go ahead and do that. And where you can't change it, you pray about it and you let it go. That's rule number one. That's key number one to living a happier life. Number two, live in the present. Learn to live and enjoy in the present. A lot of people live in the past. They spend days, time, hours going over things that have happened. What could I have done better? What should I have done differently? Going over conversations and situations that they can't change. The past is gone. Learn from the past and let it go. We also have on the other spectrum another group of people who are always thinking of the future. They're always planning for something, they're always projecting to do something, they're always working towards something, and they miss out on the present. And I think that I'm actually quite guilty of this, you know, this used to be me, and this sometimes is still me. You know, I can be very future-looking and miss out on the present, and I'm really working on it, because the only time we have to live is the present. You know, we only have the present. The future is there. It's important, very important to plan for it, but you must not miss out on the joy of every day, on the joy of life, because you are planning for the future. So to live a happier life, learn to enjoy today. Learn to enjoy things that are going on around you. Learn to laugh today. Learn to be happy where you are. Learn to, you know, enjoy people around you. Do what makes you happy today, even as you walk towards the future of your desire. Number three, to live a happier life, you must learn to not impress others. Stop wasting your energy and time thinking about other people or worrying about what other people think about you. Don't live your life trying to impress others. Impress yourself. Outdo your past. You know, let your past be the limit that you want to break. Don't be in competition with others if you want to be happy. Because there will always be people who are ahead of you, people who are doing better than you, are making more money than you, people who are shining in their business than you, whatever it is, there will always be people ahead of you just as much as there are so many people behind you. So if you want to be happy, run your race, face your lane, and don't be obsessed about impressing people or outdoing people. Don't live a life where you're in competition with others. Number four, don't take things personally. Don't take things personally. You know, when things happen to us, when people react to us or when they do things to us, we have a tendency to take it very personal. But when you understand that how people react to you is more of a reflection of who they are than who you are, you will have peace. Let me say that again. When you begin to understand that how people respond to you and react to you is more, not always, but it is more of a reflection of who they are than who you are. So people will only respond to you to the level of their understanding, their ability, their spiritual depth, and so many things like that. So it is not always about you. It is not totally about you. So don't take things, you know, that other people do so personal that it begins to affect you. And this rule 4 leads me into rule 5. Don't hold grudges against people. If you're going to be happy, learn to forgive and let go. That doesn't mean you have to reconcile. You know, the fact that you are forgiving somebody doesn't mean you have to be friends with them, or you have to reconcile, or you have to continue the relationship. But learn not to hold grudges in your heart, because that is where bitterness comes from. So don't allow anyone to make you bitter. Don't allow anyone to make you sad. Don't allow anybody to live in your mind rent-free and poison your mind with the negative thing that they have done, whether it's an uncle, an aunt, a former colleague, a boss, an organization. Learn how to let go of people. If you want to be happy in this life, you want to enjoy your happiness, learn how to let go of people and learn how to get over the hurt that they have caused you. And you have to learn how to do this even when the other person has not acknowledged that they have hurt you or have not even apologized. And I can tell you, this can be very difficult. You know, when somebody hurts you, you want them to acknowledge that they have hurt you, you want them to apologize, you want them to feel sorry, but you can't wait for that. You can't wait for them to get to that point. You can't wait for them to realize before you forgive them. You have to forgive them for you. You have to let them go for you. Okay, because that is what will help you to live a happy and a healthier life. Number 6, don't let your emotions control you. Now, this can be quite difficult and challenging, because a lot of times we listen to our emotions. And so one of the things that you must learn to do to live a happier life is to develop emotional intelligence, is to understand why you are feeling this way, and therefore act from a position of knowledge rather than a position of emotions. And that is what we tend to do. We tend to act based on our emotions, our feelings. I feel so mad, so I'm going to do X, Y, Z. The decisions that we take out of emotions, because emotions and feelings can actually be fleeting. I mean, one minute you can feel like killing someone, and then the next minute you don't feel like that. And if you have killed them, well, you know, you're going to go to jail. So you have to learn how not to react solely based on your emotions. You have to understand your own emotional system. You have to learn how to calm yourself down. You have to learn how to defer decision making till you are in a better place emotionally. So don't be overruled by emotions. Learn how to be rational in your decisions. Number 7, seek wisdom and knowledge. One fundamental part of living a happy life is having a growth mindset. It's being open to knowledge, is understanding that no matter how much you know, there is more to learn. And when you do this, it helps you to keep advancing. You know, you are not stuck in a place envying others or being angry about them. You are continually moving forward. When you develop the habit of seeking wisdom, of seeking knowledge, of learning from others, you find out that you are constantly evolving. And when you're evolving, you are moving. When you are moving, you are happy. You know, that's the formula. So be open to learning. Because when people don't learn, they actually become resentful of others who know better. Yeah, I mean, there's that tendency, very strong tendency to become resentful of others. But when you're constantly evolving yourself, you will enjoy others, and you will enjoy seeing others evolve, because you will also learn from them. So don't ever feel as if you have reached the pinnacle of knowledge in anything. Always be open to learning. And when you learn, you evolve. And when you evolve, you are happier. Last but not the least, number 8, my number 8 key to a happier life is to ultimately take responsibility for your life. If you want to be happy, if you want to live a very happy life, you must learn how to take responsibility for your life. You must learn how to take ownership of what goes on in your life. You must learn how to direct the path of your life. You must learn how to be in the driver's seat. You must take responsibility for your life. If you do not take ownership of your life, there's no way you're going to be happy, because your happiness will be subject to whoever is in charge of your life at that point in time. So it is fundamental to your living in a happier life that you take responsibility for your life, both the good and the bad, both the failures and the successes. And you help yourself to chart the way in life. You make the choices and you own them. And that leads to, you know, you being happier because this is your choice. Even if it doesn't work out, you learn from it and move on. I like to add a bonus, which I think is the most important key to living a happier life. And that is to root yourself in God. Your life is from God. You're a product of God. And because of that, there's no success of a product outside of the producer, of the designer. And so when you are in sync with God, when you're in sync in your faith, praying and you are being nurtured by God, you will find yourself on the path to fulfilling the purpose for which He has created you. And in doing that, I tell you, you will be immensely happy. So let me round up by saying this. I have shared with you 8 keys to living a happier life. The number one thing or number one foundation to even living a happier life is to understand that your happiness is your responsibility. Not only are you happy, but that you are becoming happier as the years go by or as the days go by. I hope this has been a very enriching conversation. I hope you have learned a thing or two. I would like to ask you to please share this podcast with someone else so that they can also benefit from it. Thank you for listening. Till I come your way next time, take care of yourself. God bless you and have a glorious week. Bye.